SOP282, today we're going to talk about how much media hosting do you need? And we know that Dave is not a big fan of Blog Talk Radio. Today we talk about why.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to producing to promoting to monetizing, all points in between, brought to you by the School of Podcasting, which has everything you need to launch a successful podcast. If you would like to email me, you can email dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, and you can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That is 888-563-3228. You can email me just like Justin did, Justin Barrett. What's going on, JB? He says, Dave, first off, thanks for your School of Podcasting podcast. I've been listening for who knows how long and always enjoying hearing your insights. I hope to start my own podcast one of these days, though my biggest issue right now is time. Aside from my full-time job at an animation studio, how cool is that? I do voiceovers as a side business, so I've already got the equipment, but my schedule is just so full, I don't think I can squeeze anything else in right now. I do have an idea for a show, though, and can't wait to kick it off one of these days, weeks, months, years, centuries, whatever. He says, thank you for mentioning Stitcher a show or two ago. I have a half-hour commute to work, so I listen to a lot of podcasts, but I'm so busy that having to download and sync podcasts through iTunes has become such a hassle. I love the fact that I can use Stitcher to get your podcast and many others on the go wherever I am. Remember the 27 steps that you recently listed? Getting hooked up with Stitcher should be step 28. Seriously, every podcaster should be on there. On a related note, I just listened to your latest podcast and heard about your podcast review show podcast, but you're not in Stitcher yet. What gives? Get on the ball, dude. I got to run. Thanks again. Keep up the good work. You can check out Justin at justinbvocal.com. And Justin, if you look for the podcast review show now in Stitcher, it is there, my friend, along with many of my other podcasts. If you're new to the show, Stitcher is STITCHER.com. And if you go to Stitcher.com/Dave J, you can actually download the application. If you need to activate it, just use the activation code Dave J. And it is kind of an interesting thing. I checked my stats and I'm getting like 100 listeners per episode now via Stitcher on many of my podcasts. So I've always said, give people your content in whatever format they want to chew it up in. And for Justin, that is Stitcher.com. So, Justin, thank you so much. And if you're a podcaster, like I said, check it out. And when you need an activation code, just put in Dave J. All right. In the past, we have talked about, you know, do I need a media host and things of that nature? And I basically said, yeah, you need a media host. You have a website host for your website, and then for your audio, your video, whatever it is, you need another host for that. Because if you try to host your audio or your video on, let's say, a HostGator or a Bluehost, eventually you are going to have a problem. I've talked to Bluehost, I've talked to HostGator, and they basically said, eventually when you get popular, we're going to either ask you to upgrade to a more expensive packages or just plain out ask you to move. So the question then becomes, how much media hosting do I need? Now, I recommend two companies. One is Libsyn, it's libsyn.com, and the other one is Blueberry, and that's blueberry.com, who just released the Q2 system, and I will be talking about that in a future podcast. But today, first of all, I have to tell you something. We have a math alert. That's right. We're going to geek out on math. And actually, if you go out to the website, schoolofpodcasting.com, actually, I'm going to set this up. schoolofpodcasting.com/videos will take you over to my YouTube channel. I actually made a YouTube of this because it is fairly visual, but I'm going to go through the gist of it. I think we can handle this one with just an audio podcast as well. So to know how much hosting you need to know how many files and how big those files are going to be, because you're basically, it's like buying a storage shed. You have to know, well, what am I going to be storing in the storage shed to figure out how big a shed to buy? Well, to understand that, there are basically, back in the day, children, when people in 2005, when they were podcasting, they used to quote three options: 64, and I believe it's kilobits per second, 96 kilobits per second, and 128 kilobits per second. I'm just going to call this 64, 96, and 128. I call 64 AM quality, 96 is FM, and 128 is CD. In 2005, a fair amount of people, including Adam Curry himself, were podcasting at 64. Some people call that FM. I don't. I call that AM. And almost nobody at this point podcasts, when they create their MP3 file, they do not choose 64. It's just, now the good news is the file is very small. The bad news is it's compressed so much that the sound starts to go to caca. So most people, like I podcast, I did for years at 96, and I just recently switched to 128 because really most people have some sort of high speed bandwidth at this point. The only downside of this is the higher you go, and I wouldn't go above 128, the higher you go, the bigger your file. And now that people are starting to store their podcasts on their phone, phones aren't like iPods that have, you know, 160 gigs. So that would be the other consideration. But typically it's 96 or 128. Now, if we look at that, and if you wanted to podcast at 64, you know, the AM radio quality, it's 0.53 megs per minute of podcast. At FM quality, it's 0.77 megs per minute. At 128, it's 0.1 megs per minute. Okay, Dave, what does this mean? Well, let's get to the bottom line of this. And by the way, those numbers, 0.53, 0.77, and 1, are approximate numbers. I looked at Sony SoundForge, and their numbers were actually a little less than mine. I did this, I calculated these numbers by basically recording a minute of a podcast and then exporting it at those frequencies to, or at those publishing rates. So that's where I got my numbers from. So what that means is if you're going to do an AM radio podcast, AM radio type quality podcast, it's 10.6 megs per episode. At FM, it's 15.4 megs per episode. And at 128, it's 20 megs per episode. Okay, so let's say, and then to get this, if you do a weekly podcast, you simply times that by four. So at AM radio quality, you'd have 42 megs a month. At 96, which is FM radio quality, 61.6 megs a month. And at 128 CD quality, you'd have 80 megs a month of files that you would need to store on a monthly basis. Now I have, so let's say I'm going to do, let's take this podcast. It's basically around 20 minutes a week, give or take a few. And so that would be 80 megs a month I would need to store if I'm publishing at CD quality, which I am today. So let's look at that. So I need 80 megs. Well, if I go to Libsyn.com, they have a classic 50 that's too small, and they have the classic 250, which is actually more than enough. It gives me plenty of room to grow. It's $15 a month. Now, the other host is Blueberry. Both these companies are great companies. They're companies started by podcasters for podcasters. Both have great stats, and we've talked about that in a previous episode, so I'm not going to beat that dead horse. But so if I needed 80 megs, I could go with a Libsyn Classic 250 for $15 a month. If I go to Blueberry, I need 80 megs. They actually have a plan that is 100 megabytes a month, so that's just a little more than I need for $12 a month. So that's basically, you know, and if I go to, if you want to compare apples to apples, Blueberry has $20 a month, you get 250 megs of storage space. For $20 a month at Libsyn, you get 400 megs. And there are differences because Blueberry has things where you can get on the Roku box and all these other different boxes that get you into TV. So if you're doing video, that might be a plus. And Libsyn also helps you find advertising for your system. I would say Blueberry is a little more active in that. I think Libsyn really kicks in when your audience gets huge. Like I said, love both companies, have nothing but praise for both those. But that's how you would do it. You say, what am I going to publish at, AM, FM, or CD quality? And like I said, if it's AM, you just take, it's 0.53 a minute. So if you do a fit, let's do one. Okay, so let's take, I'm going to publish at FM quality, and I am going to do a 10-minute podcast. It's going to be short. So I take my 10 minutes, and I times it by 0.77. which means that one episode will be 7.7 megs, and I times that by four if I'm doing a weekly show, and that's 30 megs. So I could actually do the Libsyn 50 and be which is only, I believe, $5 a month. Yeah. And then I'd add the $2 for the stats. That's how it works. And so if you go out to our show notes out at schoolofpodcasting.com, I'll have all this geeky numbers for you if you want to geek out on it. The other thing I want to talk about is why you want an unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage. So here we're going to geek out on math just a little more. So basically, I produce, let's say, 80 megs a month of content. That's 4 files, 20 megs each. There are websites that I do not. In fact, I had to help somebody this week that had put something on Podomatic and it just ruined it. They just ruined their podcast. And so please don't use Podbean. Please don't use Podomatic. Just be very careful. Podomatic, Podbean is, Podomatic I really, really dislike. They give you, where Libsyn and Blueberry give you unlimited storage. The only thing they limit is how much you can upload a month. But every month, you get that space back. So if you did the $12 a month for 100 megs at Blueberry, every 30 days, you get another 100 megs. And they archive your past stuff. With Podomatic and Podbean, they don't. I know Podomatic doesn't. I need to go back and check Podbean, but I know Podomatic does not. They give you, it's like, here's your bucket. Once it's full, it's full. So they might give you 500 megs. Well, if I do 80 megabytes a month and I've got a 500 megabyte bucket, in 6.25 months, I'm going to run out of space and I'm going to have to start deleting old episodes to make room for new ones. And I don't like that. I like to have a big back catalog. If you want my entire back catalog, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/app. You can buy the iPhone app and all the episodes are there. So that's there. And it helps build that loyalty with your audience when they can go back and listen to your back catalog. And when they find you and they like you, they're going to go like, man, where's this podcast been? They're going to go back and listen to the old stuff. They do. We talked about that a few episodes ago. Now, the other thing is you want unlimited bandwidth. Now, what bandwidth is, let's say, you know, one episode of mine is 20 megs. I throw it on my media host. When you download it, that's 20 megs of bandwidth. In other words, to go from their server to your computer or your phone, they count that. And they go, oh, there goes a 20 meg file. That's 20 megs of bandwidth. Oh, there goes another one. That's 40 megs of bandwidth. So they just count it. Well, some of these, they make it sound huge. Ooh, you get 15 gigs of bandwidth. Now, that's a lot of space if you're storing files, but it's not really a ton in terms of bandwidth. If we were to convert that, I actually went to a website, which is actually pretty cool. Let me give you that. It's easycalculation.com, and they have all sorts of calculators. And I put in, hey, how much is 15 gigabytes of bandwidth in terms of megabytes? Because that's what my files are in. And it turns out that 15 gigs of bandwidth is 15,000 megabytes. That sounds like a huge amount, right? And it is, because if I had one episode that was 20 megs, that file could be downloaded 750 times. Well, that's pretty cool. Except then I record episode number 2 and 3 and 4. So now I've got 4 episodes, which is a total of 80 megs, right? 8 times or 20 times 4. That's now those episodes, if they're all downloaded, can only be downloaded 186 times. Now, if we go, well, that's for the first month. Now let's go, we do another month. We've got 8 episodes. That's 160 megabytes of storage. And if all those are downloaded, I've only got 15 gigabytes of bandwidth, 93 downloads. That's doable. 93 downloads when you first start out? Absolutely. But now let's jump ahead. It's 4 months into it. You've got 16 episodes. Those 16 episodes now, because those are 240 megs of files, and if they all get downloaded, they can only get downloaded 62 times. So what happens when that 63rd person goes to download your podcast and all the other ones have been downloaded 62 times? It's going to go, I'm sorry, This person's out of bandwidth. So think of it this way. A media company gives you $15,000. Let's put it into dollars and cents. And if you have, you know, 2 people, you can give them, you know, $7,500 each, right? If you have 3 people, you divide that and eventually you're just going to run out of money. The more people you have, the more you have to divide up the money. And all of a sudden, instead of having 2 people that got 7,500, you've got, you know, 62 people and they're all getting just a little bit. So what happens is you run out of bandwidth And eventually your files just stop downloading because they're like, we're out of money. There's no money to give. And instead of giving out money, they're giving out files. There's no bandwidth to deliver your files on. So that's why you want an unlimited bandwidth and unlimited storage so you can have a back catalog. Now, I realize that is a ton of math and a ton of numbers. And if you're driving in the car, you're like, what? 8.4 times 6 carry the 3 and divided by pi squared equals the square root of what? I realize that. So hopefully this wasn't too visual. If you need to see these again, I will have these out in the show notes. You'll see the calculations and how we did them out at our show notes. Just go to schoolofpodcasting.com. Okay, next topic. I have said in the past that I'm not a fan of Blog Talk Radio. We talk about audio quality and how it has to be what I call listenable. And what I determine is not listenable is anything that starts with the phrase Blog Talk Radio. And so I was like, you know what? I keep bashing them. Let's get into the details, right? One of the great things about having a podcast is you're kind of the media. You are the reporter. And I'm like, well, let's not just spew an opinion. Let's explain why. Let's find out why does their audio quality sound so bad. And I'm going to use the analogy of painting. Now, if you've listened to this podcast, if you're Daniel Johnson Jr. and you got French fries around, I know it's a complete inside joke, but I explain things visually. And so consequently, I'm going to talk here about painting. And what it is when you record your voice, whether it's on a portable recorder like the Roland R-05, or if you're recording into your computer, you can set this up and you're basically telling the software, I want you to take a picture of my voice X amount of times a second. And typically for CD quality, you need that to be 44,000 times a second, which is why you'll see it's actually 44.1. But anyway, when you record, you'll see in different parts of the software where it says, you know, blah, 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 and you'll see 44.1. That's good. Blog Talk Radio, their sample rate is 1/4 of that. It's 11,025. So consequently, if this was a painting, they're only getting 25% of the amount of paint needed to cover. It's like primer, right? They've got very little paint on their brush to start with. Okay. Then we talked about when you actually publish. We said that 64, 96, and 128 is kind of, if we go to painting, AM radio means you're painting very, very fast. You're not letting the brush really even hit. Let's say we're painting a house. The paint's barely hitting the house because you're just brushing the brush back and forth. It's not letting it, you know, get into the wood and really seep in there and cover great. That's 64. That's that AM radio quality. 96 and 128, right? 128 is you've got a really, you go and you get a lot of paint on your brush and you go and you put it on the house and you go real slow and you just watch it fill and you're going just fast enough so it doesn't run, but just slow enough to really let it fill in, right? It's awesome. So you're like, okay, so what? So Blog Talk Radio is 64? No, they are not. They are half of what I'm calling AM radio. I'm saying AM radio is 64 kilobits per second. Blog Talk Radio, after having almost no paint on their brush, you publish at 32 kilobits per second, which is half of AM radio quality, in my opinion. So you have very little paint on your brush and you're brushing very, very fast on the house. So consequently, not a lot of paint is sticking to the wood. So let me give you an example of this, okay? You've heard the intro of my show. You're hearing me talking now. I'm going to play a sample. I actually went over and used it. In fact, I'm still going to I'm playing with it right now because I'm like, I always have people that go, I don't know, I want to use it. It sounds fun. So here's a sample of a podcast I did last week using Blog Talk Radio, and listen to my voice.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to this, another fun-filled episode. Maybe in the next episode, we'll talk about why I don't like USB interfaces. But thank you very much for tuning in. Again, this is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. And if you're looking to start a podcast, come out and visit me over at School of Podcasting.com. We've got step-by-step tutorials.
So It's awful. And it's also, it's mono. It's not stereo. Now, my voice is in mono, but my music at the beginning and ending is in stereo. And that really does, you know. Now, Stitcher.com also squeezes your content for streaming, but it doesn't sound quite as bad. I mean, it's really awful. Now, the other thing that drives me nuts, now, before we get on that, we had somebody in their forum. I went over to the Blog Talk Radio forums, and it said, this person was basically saying, you know, I get constant complaints. It says, Crystal, can you tell me if there are any plans? Crystal is the Blog Talk Radio, I guess, mediator of this blog. Are there any plans of offering CD quality sound or 128K? If there is, can you please give me an estimated time and date? I found a home here on Blog Talk Radio and would hate to leave by having a... But having a music show, I get constant complaints on a weekly basis about the AM radio sound. Well, in this case, it's not even AM radio. If I know this, in my opinion, if I notice that in my opinion here, if I know this feature is coming soon, I would wait it out. I think this is done about 6 days ago, which is about 10 days ago from as I record this, to which the Blog Talk Radio person says, who is the assistant director of operations, says, hi, Mike. Yes, we are working on a higher quality audio. Look for this major announcements in your email in the next coming month. That's from John Sweet. So if they could do that, I do like the system. The thing that gets me, though, is because these files are less than AM radio, they're at 32 kilobits per second. They're really, really tiny, right? And that makes them easy for streaming. However, the thing that gets me is they have a free version where you can do a up to a 30-minute show a day. If you choose their lowest paid price, it's $39 a month, and that means you can do 2 hours of radio every day at that less than AM radio quality. You can have 50 callers at a time. You get 5,000 promotional impressions per month, meaning they're going to advertise your podcast on their website, and you can... You're able to schedule your show between 7 and 11 p.m., which is what they call primetime scheduling. If you're using the free version, you can't schedule your show from 7 to 11 at night. They have a premium studio. Now, the recording studio is kind of interesting, and this allows you to screen callers, but and you can upload music and things like that. So it's pretty cool in that aspect. And it actually, they say with the paid version, you can upload and edit and replace episodes. So if you want to go back and if you want to record your show and then just upload it and have it be played at a certain time, you could do that. Now, I don't know this personally. I still believe they're going to convert your file that you upload to that 32 kilobits per second, less than AM radio quality. And then you have enhanced reporting and then you have priority support. So I looked at that and I went, okay, let's do some math. Let's go back. Now, I don't know what 32 kilobits per second, what that calculates to be. So I just took the 64 and I said, okay, I'm going to do a 2 hour show. That's 120. Well, let's go back to this. Let's say I do a 30 minute show a week and I times that by 0.5, which is what one half of the 64. We'll say that's 32. So I do 30 minutes a show times 0.5. That means a file is going to be 15 megs. I times that by 20, being one a day, and that gets me to 300 megs. I could then get a Libsyn App 400 for $20 a month, or for 300, I could go with the 500 megabyte package for $40 a month. So I could spend $20 or $40 at Libsyn or Blueberry. At Blog Talk Radio, it's $40 a month. And when I looked into the advertising, yes, they're going to advertise you on your site, and their advertising is annoying. It is all over their website. If you're using the free service, when people go to listen to your podcast, they are subjected to a video ad, which I found annoying because you're not getting paid for this. You're getting paid in technology, I guess, if you look at that. But there's a lot of advertising at Blog Talk Radio. And so to me, I look at that and go, $40 a month. When it comes to promoting, okay, you're going to get advertising on their website. The only other advertising, because I watched some of their tutorials about promoting their show, how to promote your show. And they basically said, talk about it on Facebook and Twitter. I don't need Blog Talk Radio to say, hey, why don't you tweet about your podcast? Why don't you talk about your podcast on Facebook? I get that for free. So to me, if you want to do a live radio show that sounds better than AM radio quality, where the only thing that you're really going to get for promotion is Twitter and Facebook, you can do that on your own for much less than $40 a month. Now, if you want call-in numbers, there are all sorts of free conference call lines in that you could use. And then just using your mixer, mix them in with your microphone. Now, your caller is still going to sound like they're on the phone. Nothing you can do about that. But the key would be to have a set schedule. You could say, hey, every Wednesday morning at 10, I am podcasting about this and that, and send it out on Twitter. And then you just have to be Joe Reliable to do that. But that's you heard the audio quality. The only thing I see that they're doing for you is, you know, they're putting your advertisement on their website somewhere. So I'm not really sure that's going to get you a lot of listeners. What's going to get you a lot of listeners is great content. And you can do Facebook and Twitter on your own. So if somebody says, you know, why do you hate that? Because they your podcast is at less than AM radio. And for me, and that's just my opinion, it's awful. I can't take that audio quality. And when I hear myself on that, I'm like, ugh, do I want that to represent me? So if you're interested in it, you know, you can go play with it. But I know for me, I'm going to keep playing with it for about a month to see in terms of what kind of audience shows up. You know, I might actually sign up for a free month over there. I think you can sign up in the first month is free, just to see if I can get any people in prime time to listen to my show. It's interesting that way, and I will let you know. But I just know right now, even if I got a lot of listeners live, I keep thinking, you know, I bet I could do this on my own and have better sounding quality. So that is going to do it for this issue of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Next episode, what's coming up in the future episodes, we're going to be talking about a cool new feature coming to PowerPress that is called MetaMark, where you're going to be able to have things pop up on your website. Almost like if you go to YouTube and they have those annotations, it's almost like you're going to be able to have annotations on your website. Not so much when people listen on their phone or on an iPod or things like that, but if they listen through the player on your website, you're going to be able to have things pop up. That's going to be really, really cool. And we're also going to be talking about the Q2, also from Blueberry, which is a way to sell your podcast. And I'm going to be talking about how my first impression was like, okay, I see what they do. And again, I can kind of go, yeah, I could do this on my own and not have to split the revenues 50-50. Before I say that, again, remember, in some cases, you're kind of the media, and I feel it's my responsibility to really dig in deep and make sure I feel like I know what I'm talking about. So that is going to do it for today. Whew, it's a lot of info, huh? A lot of numbers. So if you're new to the podcast, it's usually not quite this geeky. Mercy on me. And if you need help with that, want to give a shout out. I do want to give a shout out to a couple of people that I was helping this week. And just the thing that I really like about podcasting and helping people is I'm meeting some really great people. So to Robert Chaz Chute, new buddy of mine, and helped him get his podcast into iTunes. He basically just threw up his hands and said, look, I don't know what the deal is. It shouldn't be this hard. And went out, scheduled me for some one-on-one coaching. And we got him into iTunes in you know, less than no time. He actually submitted it, and he was in iTunes the next day, which is really, really cool. So also want to say hi to Lisa Ryan, who is thinking of taking her successful blog and turning it into a podcast. And if that is you, now is the time to start a podcast. It's a great way to reach the world. And I'm here to help you. A couple different ways you can do that. You can sign up for one-on-one consulting. I've got a link out at the website for that. You can schedule me for 15 minutes, half hour, 2 hours, whatever you want. Or if you're more of a, hey, I just want to learn this on my own, you can sign up for our membership site. And even there, you can sign up for a week, a month, 6 months, whatever you want. Check it out. We've got step-by-step tutorials. We've got resources. So when you're looking for music, when you're looking for a graphic artist, we've got it all there. Everything you need to launch a podcast, you can find at theschoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you so much. Everybody have a great holiday season. It's official. It snowed here in Ohio, and so it's starting to feel like winter. And life is good for me. I'm talking. Yesterday was hilarious. Then we get out the door. I spent the whole day yesterday, literally from 8 to 5, talking to people about podcasting. It was great. Now every day isn't like that, by the way. If you're thinking of hiring me as a consultant, next week's wide open, baby. So come on by. But it was great, and I've actually also taken a part-time job at a local college, because that's my background, is teaching. And so I'm going to get the best of both worlds. I'm going to be talking to people about podcasting during the day and teaching a couple night classes. So life is good. All good things come from God, and God's being really, really cool to me right now, and I appreciate that. So thank you so much for listening. Really, I'm going to end the show right now. 888-563-3228, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or check out our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. Until next week, class is dismissed.